As 2022 draws to a close, we're looking back at the top 10 Burnaby news stories of the year. Yesterday, we spotlighted a story about an emotional end to a standoff at a SkyTrain station, which captured the imagination of many readers. Today, we recap the year's number 6 story with a look at our coverage of rapid development in Burnaby. Building, building, building in Burnaby. High-rise towers, condos, demovictions, renters and unit sizes. For years now, development has been a major sticking point in Burnaby. Here's a rundown of some of our most read development stories. 2022 was a busy year for the city's planning department, which has seen the approval of 2 urban villages in the Bainbridge and Lockdale neighborhoods. The urban villages are intended to bridge the gap between larger town centers like Metro Town and Brentwood and smaller-scale residential neighborhoods. The villages will see towers up to 25 stories in some areas. The plan saw some opposition by residents in the Bainbridge area but were approved unanimously by council in July. Individual projects have also garnered attention, particularly the 80-story tower and 73-story tower proposed for development beside Lougheed SkyTrain station at 9850 Austin Road, 9858 Gatineau Plural, and 9898 Gatineau Plural. The 2 towers, totaling 1,466 Market Strata units, at 259 meters and 238.5 meters respectively, would be the tallest in Western Canada. The project was opposed by now-retired councillor Colleen Jordan, and residents at public hearing, as the developer, which would usually be required to incorporate rental units in the towers, plans to demolish a rental building at 3846 Carrigan CRT. Across Lougheed Highway and build a new tower with the rental units included on that lot. The development has a few more hoops to jump through before final approval. 2 separate Metrotown developments have also drawn criticism. A massive 5-tower development at 4,750 Kingsway includes 58 tiny non-market rental units, less than 350 square feet in size. Mayor Mike Hurley and Count Joe Keithley voted against the project, which has yet to go to final approval. Keithley said, "It's like living your entire existence in a super tiny hotel room." Just blocks away at 6031 Wilson Avenue, a development with what a resident called a poor door and segregated amenities is nearing approval. The project has 2 separate entrances for strata condo owners and renters and has separated amenities for renters and owners. Meanwhile, the Brentwood area saw 4 master plans approved with little fanfare, though the plans account for about 8,100 new housing units. Grosvenor Brentwood, South Yards, Bassano and Brentwood West will bring 19 high-rise towers between 30 and 64 stories to the area. What will next year bring? With a pro-development council elected, it's likely more towers and more housing will be approved. Council's Planning and Development Committee recently heard a report on a master plan for Plaza 5000 Metrotown, with 3 towers about 50 stories high, and that's just the start.